Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are a new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly, featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio on our Good Morning Viet Cong edition. Brand new album released today by Viet Cong. This is Silhouettes on Discorder Radio, CITR.
Yeah.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Viet Cong with Silhouettes. Viet Cong from Calgary, Alberta. Today is the release date of their brand new debut full-length album, an album that's been getting rave reviews, bringing a bit of UK and I'm thinking a little Joy Division, a little Interpol, a little Public Image, all thrown into one with a great album there, great track, Silhouettes, Viet Cong, as part of our Good Morning Viet Cong show. Speaking of which...
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me?
Yes, guy, the late, great Robin Williams from the 1988 film Good Morning Vietnam. To follow Good Morning, or follow Good Afternoon Viet Cong. Why are we referencing that? Well, first of all, it is morning. It's currently 8:10 a.m. in Vietnam. And, I mean, basically the whole premise of the show is, the theme of today's show is a special shout out to one man. And I'll let you introduce this man, Liz Holiday.
This man is Graham Holiday, who is my father and is listening to the show from the beaches of Hoi An today.
Nice. Our first official listener in Vietnam.
Yes. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Awesome.
Dad.
We've had listeners in Australia, the UK, China, but I think this is our first official Vietnam listener that we know about, at least.
Yeah, that we know about. Who knows?
It's yes.
Big over there.
Nice. I've actually been to Hoi An myself. I was there back in 06, traveling around. One of the great things about Hoi An, it's got an amazing beach, and it's also the mecca of the cheapest material you'll find in Asia. Not cheapest as in, like, you know, worthless, but in terms of you want to get a suit made on the cheap, Hoi An is the place to go. I had a suit made there. This is back in 2006. I still wear it today. It's my go-to suit. It cost me $50. Seriously. It's awesome. And this PSA is brought to you by Hoi An Tourism. Yes, Graham Holiday, your daughter has been a nice addition to the show, and hope you're enjoying Discorder Radio in Vietnam. And everybody else out there, yes, thanks for joining us here at CITR 101.9 or on the World Wide Web, CITR.ca. Yeah, we got lots to cover on today's show. We're going to talk about the Shindig semifinals, which continues along. There's lots of anniversaries and birthdays to cover later in the show. We'll get to that as time goes on. Right now, let's get to continue along with the music. This is a bit of a dedication to the beaches of Vietnam, as well as a reference to the cold Great White North that we're in, but also the fact that this band, Reef Shark, is playing this Saturday at the Biltmore. This is the track Frozen Beaches. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
contagious. It's strange and dangerous.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Ow! Yeah! Ow! 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 Oh, yeah!
Callous. All my sins are bound to me.
We're back in Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, the Viet Cong edition. Good morning, Viet Cong, once again. Graham Holiday, listening on the beaches of Vietnam, our first Vietnamese listener. We're so pumped about that. Inspired us to play Reef Shark, Frozen Beaches. And after that, you heard Malk, Prehistoric. Malk is playing tonight. By the way, the reason we play this back-to-back is Malk and Reef Shark are playing at the Biltmore this upcoming Saturday night. But tonight at the Hindenburg, Shindig number, I guess Shindig semifinals number 2, technically Shindig night number 11 of the 2014-2015 season takes place. And Malk is one of the three bands playing along with The Poles and Skim Milk. Just to refresh your memory, let's give a little sample of what these bands hear like, sound like. Now, these bands, of course, won their respective weeks at Shindig. This is a little sample of Skim Milk, Mr. Sam Davidson with Get Your Bass, Will. Oh, yeah. Well, let this play for a few minutes, get you into the vibe. There you go. Skim Milk's playing tonight. And so are the Poles. From that to this.
He was in his house. Guess what made him mad? He wouldn't come out. And things are looking bad. He's packing all his stuff. He's getting out of here. Had about enough. When I had a pen, when I knew it was wrong, it was the day that I loved the most. I had him in my sleep, and I take him home. It was the day that I loved the most. Rainy, rainy, rainy sea. Coming on for me. Maybe it's not fair to say. Well, drop my feet and see. Let's fall to the spot.
There you go. That's Poles with a sample of the track called Pest. A little sample of all three bands playing tonight. Poles, Skim Milk, and Malk, who all respectively won their Shindig Weeks back in the fall. And for those that are not in the know, Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. 27 up-and-coming acts from the Lower Mainland take place in this head-to-head-to-head competition. And we've gone through our initial stages back in the fall. We had 9 winners. They all face off each other against each other in a semifinal format. And this is semifinals number 2 is tonight between those three bands we just mentioned. And unfortunately, I wasn't at semifinals number 1, but Liz Holiday, daughter of Graham Holiday, listening to the beaches of Vietnam.
Gotta make sure to mention that.
She was there.
Yes, I was.
And how was it at semifinals number 1?
It was good. It was a pretty good turnout and quite a variety in performances. It was the Dark Dials, formerly known as the Vaporettos, as we know. Followed by Revered, who I finally got to see, which was interesting. It was funny. It was interesting to see like a comedy act in that context. And then there was Still Creek Murder, who obviously, I mean, they took it home, so did a great job. Yeah, it was a good night. I would really encourage everyone to come out tonight and next week, because 2 of these 3 bands you're not going to be able to see, at least on the Hindenburg stage, for the next little bit. So got to see it while you can.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. I never thought of it that way, but good point. So yes, as you mentioned, Still Creek Murder, We're Victorious.
Yes.
Samuel Dick and Shay Hayashi are the members of Still Creek Murder. And it was kind of funny that that they were the band to emerge victorious, because there was I was thinking the Dark Dials, with all this controversy with Pale Red not being allowed to having to change the date, and then the Dark Dials being sort of second that in the original slot that night when they were known as the Vaporettos, changed their name. I thought they might be the dark horse to come out and win this thing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now you were, and we have to talk about this, the intimate details of you know, what you scored who, but you were a judge as well.
I was a judge. I was.
Was that a little extra pressure? Did that change the viewing experience?
It definitely did. It was my first time judging, and I was a little insecure, and I wasn't really sure what to do, and I wasn't sure about my decision when I sent it in, and I guess I didn't realize how much pressure there is on the judges or to really make that decision, so I got a lot of respect for the people who were going and judging, especially multiple times.
Because you had the power to put Dark Dials through, it sounds like.
I did, if I had wanted to. The hardest part, I think, about being a judge is the sheet asks you what this band does well and what it could be better at, or what they're the best at, or what they're great at. That's how they phrase it.
And good question.
If you're not necessarily watching a band and thinking they do anything great, that's kind of tough, because you can't just not have anything, because, I mean, the bands see these, and obviously you want it to be constructive for them, but it's hard to give an opinion on something like that, to answer a question phrase like that, if you don't really feel that way.
Okay, well, let's talk about Still Creek Murder.
Yes.
What did they do great last Tuesday night?
I thought their energy was really good. They as the twosome, so Sam and Shay, obviously they do most of their stuff on their own, and they're very tight, and they're very in sync with one another, which is really nice to see. And their style is good. They both dress very well. I like the way their like aesthetic is really kind of
they're fashionable,
cohesive. Yeah, they're a fashionable group. But then halfway through their set, they brought up these like 5, I think it was 5 friends or 3 other friends, so it was 5 of them in total, who like they had the strings, and they had a keyboard, and they had a guitar, a bass guitar. And so that was like a whole new element to it that they just like threw these other people on. And they actually said when I talked to them later that this was their first time ever performing with 5 people. So I liked that they kind of, I mean, that's a pretty big risk to take when they're in the semis. They're just like, oh yeah, you know, we'll grab these other couple people and like see how this goes. And, you know, it was good. I liked the sound that they came out with. I think they probably are going to put a lot more rehearsal into like the larger group aspects, but I liked that they kind of took that chance.
Maybe that was the element that put them over the top.
Maybe. Who knows? It's a mystery.
Okay. Well, they were victorious, and not only did they win, but we actually got some great reaction. Thanks again, Liz, for your hard work last Tuesday night. Let's listen to some audio of Still Creek Murder's reaction to their winning semifinals night number one.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of work ahead of us now, which is exciting and also... Yeah, I guess I have no voice right now. It's exciting, but at the same time, it's like tomorrow, now I'm like back to the grindstone. What are we going to do tomorrow now? Like, it's knowing there's another burden, an amazing burden on our shoulders now to do something.
We spent like weeks, or I guess a month, preparing for this. Like, with this in the back of our minds, like it's coming up every single day. And it's definitely a relief to me to know that, like, gotten past this milestone, and then we'll move on to the next milestone that's coming up.
My other question was, what do you think was the key to your success tonight?
Preparation, I think.
Preparation.
With the addition of, like, three other people into the set, it was kind of a risk to take because that was our first show to play with them.
Oh, really?
So, like, there's always the first show jitters and stuff, but all of them are such competent musicians that we were confident in them. You know, otherwise we would have just played another two-piece set, and then now it was a little bit different. It was like we were taking a bit of a risk and, like, paying more attention to what the audience likes, and I feel like the audience enjoys seeing something new, seeing something weird, something they're not necessarily expecting, even though, you know, they've heard this band and they're like, oh.
Yeah, you just got to be risky, but you also got to be prepared at the same time. Prepared risks.
It seems as though it did.
It does.
Stitch the beating.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was the track Needles by last week's semifinal number one's winner, Still Creek Murder. They won semifinal night number one from Shindig. They'll be in the finals, which is taking place not on a Tuesday, but it will be on a Friday. The next two Tuesdays, tonight and next Tuesday at the Hindenburg, semifinals two and three. And then it all wraps up Friday, February 6th at the Hindenburg. Good times to be had for sure. And Still Creek Murder will be one of the bands playing against one of Poles, Skim Milk, or Malk, who you can all hear tonight. Once again, head to the Hindenburg. It gets underway at 9:30. Tickets are $6, I think. Mm-hmm. Good times to be had. Great local live music. Check it out. Speaking of great local live music, I mean, that's what we do here at Discorder Radio. Of course, we are the audio baby of Discorder Magazine. We are deep in the throes of the Jan-Sember issue, technically only another 11 days that the issue will be current. And then starting with the new month, we're launching a brand new issue, the first issue of 2015. And with that, we're having a bit of a launch party. It's something we started, it was started about a year and a half ago. We did a couple monthly launches at a great little venue called the Cobalts, which you may have heard of. We're going to mention the Cobalts a little bit later in the show, too. We're going to talk about their having a special celebration this weekend. But yeah, Discorder Magazine, we're launching their, we're going to do a monthly launch. We kicked off the 2014-2015 season with our Discorder fundraiser back on December 4th at everyone's favorite venue.
The Hindenburg.
Yes, yours truly. And Liz Holliday here had the distinct pleasure of emceeing and not getting too much fruit thrown at us.
Not too much.
And yeah, it was a great night. And we expect another great night to happen next Thursday at another venue that I have not had the pleasure of going to yet. But is getting a real buzz amongst town, especially from the CITR community, a little place known as the Lido. By the way, in case we haven't introduced them, the Discorder Radio crew also consists of DJ CJ and Matt Muse. Has anyone in this room been to the Lido as yet?
This is actually the first I'm hearing of it. Tell me about the Lido.
Oh, okay. Well, I know it's located on Broadway, sort of between Fraser and Kingsway on the south side of the street.
Yes, I do believe I've heard of it because I went to see Jen Baum and Colin Cohen and the Elastic Stars. I lined up outside, waited for about 15 minutes, and it started snowing like crazy. That was, I think, the first snow of December, I believe.
And was that this year?
No, that was in December.
Oh, sorry. Was that this school year?
Yes.
So it was in 2014.
It was 2014.
Okay, right.
But the first snow of the winter, okay. I guess. Yes. And so it starts pouring. So I guess pouring snow? Dumping snow.
Dumping, yeah.
Whatever. and then I was outside the Lido and couldn't go in because it was packed. But yeah, the Lido. Nice place.
So did you eventually go in?
No. But it just seemed nice from the outside.
Okay.
if a place seems nice from the outside, it's a nice place.
We've only heard great things. We're very excited to go next Thursday, January 29th, for the February launch. And one of the bands that's going to be playing is a hardcore band from Vancouver known as The Brass. Let's give a little spin to these guys right now in honor of them playing the show. Our Discorder February launch happening next Thursday night at the Lido. This is the track How Much Art 2 by The Brass. Discorder Radio, CITR. Yeah.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 1019, a bit of a February Discorder issue double shot there. We had The Brass, who is going to be one of the bands performing at our February launch, happening next Thursday at the Lido, January 29th. And the band you just heard, that was Freak Heat Waves from the album, Bonnie State of Mind, and the track you heard was Dig a Hole. Freak Heat Waves. Thank you very much, Sarah Cordingly, for this little ahead-of-the-curve news tip. Apparently, is going to be featured very prominently in the February issue of Discorder. Maybe. CJ's giving me this funny look here. Say what's on your mind, CJ.
I don't know. I just wanted to... I thought it was a secret.
Well, I said they're featured very prominently.
Oh.
Well, I haven't given anything else up. So there, you will hear about Free Heat Waves in the February issue. That's all we can promise. We don't know where it's going to be. Maybe it'll be a review. Maybe it will be an RLA. Maybe it'll be a little story about them. Just stay tuned. Speaking of the February issue, who just happens to hear our chat?
Are you not angry at me? Are you? J.C. Gibb, editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine, just happened to hear what's going on. He's waving at us. All right. He's like, you guys continue to do what you do. All right. thank you to J.C. and Zara for all that good stuff. So, yeah, there you go. Discorder February preview. Exciting times ahead. Speaking of, this is Discorder Radio, so we're always speaking of something to do with Discorder. It's a special time. We wanted to honor the fact that this show, which of course is the audio baby of Discorder Magazine, has officially been around since October of 2010. CJ and I have been co-hosting since March of 2012. But the first podcast of the show, which by the way is available every single week, you can get it via our Facebook page or a SoundCloud page. The very first podcast of Discorder Radio was from exactly 4 years ago yesterday. So in honor of that, we thought we'd give a little sample of going back to Discorder Radio lore. And this is the Discorder Radio first ever podcast from January 19th, 2011.
Good evening. Today is Wednesday, January 19th, and the time is 6 o'clock. That means it's time for your next coming Discorder show. My name is Ryan, and I will be your host for the evening. I am sitting next to my dear friend, Spence.
Hello.
How's it going, Spence?
It's going pretty good.
Me and Spence gathered our thoughts today, and we're like, all right, what can we do to make the best show possible, something that people would enjoy? And, you know, I know all you fans have read the Discorder magazine. You're kind of sick and tired of reading of it, and you want to listen to some nice, chill music.
Yeah, I'm not sick of Discorder.
Not that you're sick of it. You know, it's one of those things, like, you've read it, like, five times.
Yeah.
You know, and you've totally indulged
what
in it.
What more can I get from this?
How can you add to the whole perspective, right?
Yeah.
And that's why me and Spence are here. Because together, we're going to create an evening. Well, we only have half an hour with you guys, but the next half an hour will most definitely blow your mind. So what we have planned is a whole lot of concert listings, some great music dating back to the year 2010, which I know y'all will always enjoy, and a bunch of Discorder headliners that was in the magazine for the last Jan-Semper issue.
From the Discorder vault, going back to 2011, that was Rain Naragi, who was the original host of Discorder Radio. You probably heard some similar references. We heard the Discorder show.
Yes.
We heard the Jan-Semper issue. The issue is still the same. The show, well, we've tweaked the name from what was the Discorder show, but then became the Discorder radio show. Now it's just Discorder radio.
Yeah. Rebranding.
Yeah, but there you go. So technically today is our podcast-iversary.
Happy podcast-iversary.
you as well, CJ. And you too, Matt and Elizabeth. Nice. Cool. So there you go. Hopefully we'll have at least 4 more years of podcasts, if not 40.
For sure. And if you want to hear this in a podcast again and again and again, just subscribe on iTunes or check us out on CITR.ca.
Nice. There you go. It's not only the podcast anniversary of Discorder Radio this week, it's also the anniversary of one of our favorite venues in Vancouver this week. That is the Cobalt, also known as the Cobalt Motor Hotel. The building itself, formerly known as the Royal George Hotel, has been around since 1911. It's on Vancouver's Heritage Registry. It's a classic, and it's turned into an amazing music venue. And it was only 5 years ago that they kind of gave it the necessary touch-ups to turn it into a music venue on the main floor of the Cobalt. It's housed many amazing nights, including some Discorder launch parties in the past. And in honor of that, there is a big celebration happening this Sunday night. It's the five-year anniversary party of the Cobalt, featuring DJs G-Love and Trevor Risk for a Sunday night dance party. Of course, Trevor Risk, a big promoter of the Cobalt, and he's in the band Sunshine. We're going to play a little Sunshine track right now in honor of the five-year anniversary for the Cobalt. So this is the track Ice Cream Social, which we'll talk more about when we come back. Yeah, Ice Cream Social. The breaking news on that one, actually, is that it's no longer at the Fox. It's been moved back to the Biltmore. We'll talk about more that and more when we return. In the meantime, this is Sunshine with the track Ice Cream Social on Discord Radio.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg 23 West Coast every Tuesday till 17:00.
Breaking news: the Shindig semifinals have begun. Gone.
The The Shindig semifinals showcase some of the best new music that Vancouver has to offer. This week, Tuesday, January 20th, we have experimental jazz from Skim Milk, garage rock from Malk, and sludgy hardcore from Poles. Cover is only $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. Doors are at 8.
We're back in Discord Radio. That was a very cool PSA, I must say.
I have to say, mad props to John Q. Those were some pretty intense effects.
Yeah, John Q, the voice of Shindenburg.
I do have to say, all that was made using Audacity, which is a free software. Which
very,
is awesome.
Very cool, very cool. Of course, the host of Shindig is Ben Lai, but yes, John Q bringing us those great weekly PSAs, and that was pretty cool. I've never heard that before, so nice job, John. And of course, Shindig tonight, Hindenburg, semifinals number two. That's where it's all happening. Prior to the PSA, we heard Sunshine, Trevor Risk's band. That was a track, Ice Cream Social, in honor of the fact that it is the five-year anniversary of the Cobalt, and the Ice Cream Social, which has been a dance party. It's been happening in Vancouver since the fall of 2006. It's taken place everywhere from celebrities to the Waldorf to a place called Shine, Honey Lounge, the Biltmore Cabaret. And once again, as of Friday, January 30th, it will be back at the Biltmore after a bit of a hiatus because it's been at the Fox for the last 18 months or so.
Well, it was there on Friday, actually. I was there, yeah, this Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's already back there. Oh. But it was kind of a weird summer last year because the Fox had just opened up in like May or June or whenever it opened, or April or something.
Right,
like
sorry, spring. May.
Yeah, and there for a while there was like two Ice Cream Social parties going on. There was like the Biltmore had theirs. They used to do theirs only once a month, but then they started doing it like every Saturday, and then the Fox was also doing theirs on Monday, and so there was just way too many Ice Cream Socials going on. And I at the time I was like, this is not sustainable. The bottom's going to fall out of the Ice Cream Social market, and I guess it must have because the Fox is no longer happening.
Well, yeah, that's the announcement just from yesterday, is that the Ice Cream Social will no longer be at the Fox. Thanks everyone who was involved and all who attended, but the Ice Cream Social has now moved back to its new / returning home at the Biltmore.
So what is the Ice Cream Social for those unfamiliar?
It is a 50s and 60s dance party for anyone who really, whose parents would play a lot of Fats Domino or Beatles or Chuck Berry or Herman's Hermits, stuff that you would bop your head around to as a kid. This basically takes that listening experience and brings it into today with an amazing dance party. I've had the pleasure of attending a few of them, both at the Biltmore and the Fox. And it's actually amazing, the turnout, and I don't know how liberating it is to just like get down and dirty with some of these like, you know, good, clean, fun hits of the 50s.
People get in. Well, I actually was having a conversation when I was there on Friday at the Biltmore. And it's funny because if you listen to some of these songs, it's like, yeah, they're kind of squeaky clean, but like there's so much subtext.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You can find so much dirty subtext in a lot of these songs.
Well, even rock and roll, I think, is the term rock and roll is a bit of a, like a metaphor for sex.
Well, I love listening to guys like Pat Boone and these guys who have these like squeaky clean image, and they're taking what was essentially, well, let's call it what it is. They're taking black music and playing it for a white audience. That's what was happening, right? And it's this total appropriation, and you like they try to whitewash it, but the lyrics don't change. And so you go back and you listen to someone like Mama Cass. Her songs are raunchy. She's nasty. I love Mama Cass, right? But then you listen to Pat Boone and like try to watch video of him sometimes. He doesn't move his eyebrows. It's bizarre. He's like a little weird white guy robot. It's totally weird.
I know he did songs like Love Letters in the Sand, and what else did Pat Boone do?
Lots of old stuff. He's had loads of number ones. He's crazy.
But what's interesting is back in the time, we're kind of going off a different track here, but there was a lot of hits that would come out by these black R&B artists. And like literally 6 months after the songs were released, they'd be covered by white artists for much more airplay.
Yeah.
And that was just kind of a sign of the times. But Elvis was really the one that kind of helped bridge the gap. He actually kind of gave a real funky... he actually kind of made the white artists give a lot more legitimacy to the white artists who were very kind of clean cut. Elvis brought that raunchiness to rock and roll. And you can check out that Elvis raunchiness and more on future Fridays at the Biltmore Cabaret. Nice. Good chat there, Matt. Okay. We did not plan to do that, but hey, that was a lot of fun. Speaking of sex, let's play some Sex with Strangers because they are also playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. Sorry. They are playing at the Cobalt. We're getting our lines crossed here. The Cobalt, which is going back to the anniversary theme. They're playing this Friday night, Sex with Strangers. This is Hostages, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Hostages from Sex with Strangers. They have a video release party happening this Friday night at the Cobalt. It is the five-year anniversary of the Cobalt, of the musical aspect, the music venue portion of the Cobalt on Sunday night. Also happening this week is, well, let Matt Muse, we'll let you talk about one of your favorite bands that's playing in town this week.
Yes, there's two really cool shows happening this week. One tomorrow at the Vogue, and then again at Thursday at the Commodore. It's Death From Above 1979. So if you remember a couple weeks ago when we were picking our like favorite stuff of 2014, This was my pick for album of the year for 2014, The Physical World. It's their second album, but it's been 10 years since the first one came out. They made this record in 2004 called Your Woman, I'm a Machine. It's two guys from Toronto, bass and drums. and they made this record, kind of blew everyone away, and then broke up shortly thereafter and like hated each other. But apparently they have reconciled. They're back together. They made a really good second record, and I think, I don't know, lots of people that I've talked to have really liked it. So yeah, they've managed to come back and make a second record, Back from the Dead from Above. I don't know.
Nice.
So yeah, I want to play one of my favorite songs off the record called Right on Frankenstein.
And before we play that, we're going to also wish you best of luck in tracking them down for an interview. So yeah. All being well, crossing our fingers,
we should hopefully have an interview with them for you next week if things work out.
We're going to put it out there. Ask and we shall receive, hopefully. In the meantime, stick around for Flex Your Head with Mike. It's coming up just after this. Thanks again for joining us here on Discord Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. For Liz Holiday, Matt Muse, DJ CJ, I'm Wade, and this was Discord Radio, CITR 1019. Here's DFA 1979.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act.